This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Officials in Moore, Oklahoma said today they're pretty sure they've recovered the bodies of all of those who died in the tornado Monday, which means the long road to putting things and lives back together again can begin in earnest. Homes and businesses were destroyed by the dozens, and if history is any guide, figuring out how to get the aid money that's going to let people rebuild is going to be complicated. Gaydon McGee is one of those business owners. Her company in Moore is called Ideal Hearing Solutions. We got her on a cell phone on her way out of town. Ms. McGee, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
First of all, you're all right, obviously, but your business, I gather, the building, maybe not so much.
No, not at all. Looks like a blender. It was put in a blender. It was right on the highway, right where the tornado crossed I-35, so it was right there.
And now what do you do? You have what I understand is a brand new business with no building.
Yes, I opened in November so that I could have my own practice in Moore. I'm the only hearing aid center in Moore, Oklahoma. And was doing good, got everything up and running and got everybody knowing where I was. Then just all of a sudden you don't have anything, you're unemployed.
Well, do you have even the slightest idea of what to do now with FEMA and federal disaster money and Small Business Administration? There will be a maze of paperwork you're going to have to go through.
Yes, that's the problem. Being fairly new to business, having my own business, and they put out that, yes, they're going to have a place that we're supposed to go to and some different things to do. It's just it's a mess.
Are you going to rebuild or might you go somewhere else?
Well, I was leasing that location, so I will have to go somewhere else. I want to stay in Moore. I graduated from Moore and have connections there. I want to stay there, family there. So it's just I'm going to have to go to a little bit different location, obviously.
What about your business records and your finance forms and your tax documents and your patient records and all of that?
Well, luckily, I did find my patient records, and I have a CPA that's off-site, so I send stuff to her. I just don't have this month's stuff over there. So that was the saving grace because I didn't get the computer back up because it wasn't even raining when we left. So, and we just left to run errands and to do things because I was going out of town today.
Yeah, you're going where? You're going to Tombstone, Arizona, and that, to me, is the best part of this whole story.
Yes, I work with the Guthrie Gunfighters, and I'm a gunfighter, and we basically dress up in Victorian or period clothing and do street performing or gunfighting and reenact different parts of the West, and there's gunfights every 15 minutes.
Do you have to, like, fall down and die like we did when we were kids when you got shot?
Sometimes I do, but, you know, most of the time I'm an outlaw when I die or maybe a Miss Kitty type if I get shot. But a lot of times I just cause trouble. So, yeah. So.
I hope it takes your mind off your troubles, Ms. McGee.
First day it happened, I have to say I was a little, maybe not grumpy, but a little not having my best day. But by the next day, it starts sinking in and you start putting it in perspective that all my children are safe. Everyone I know in my connection that I know of is safe. And, of course, some people can't say that. And that out of, you know, if I had a choice, I would choose to lose my business over friends or children. You have to kind of put it where it's not the end of the world, you know.
Gaydon McGee, she owns a company called Ideal Hearing Solutions in Moore, Oklahoma. Ms. McGee, best of luck to you.
Thank you.